artist Cheryl Willis hand cranks a die-cutting machine, sending a metal stencil of evergreen trees and sparkly green paper through it.
I'm a texture person, so making things with texture is kind of my deal.
Willis layers the cutout of the trees onto a cutout frame of cardstock. It's the beginning layers of a Christmas card she's making.
So having just a little trees, and then I have pens and other paste and stuff that I can put little snow on them, and you know, we call that zhuzhing it up.
Other cards she made this week have cutouts of snowflakes, Santa Clauses, candy canes, and all other manner of Christmas characters and symbols. They're laid out on tables inside Old School Arts and Learning Center in Rhinelander.
Here's one that I just think is so pretty.
Oh, wow.
And I like it because it stands up like that.
Each handmade card is cut, stamped, and signed by its creator. Willis made majority of the 551 Christmas cards over the 8 days she's been working out of Old School, though she did have help.
I've had 21 volunteers show up, and some, like Judy, who's here today, have returned day after day. And I'm very, very grateful and lucky that I have so many good friends in this community and people I haven't met that feel so inclined to come and help.
She's also been getting donations from people and businesses in the community that she used to buy the supplies to make the cards. All of the cards will go to residents and staff at nursing homes. Willis started this tradition 4 years ago with 50 cards, handing them out at Friendly Village.
I took them over there and I got to pass them out. And we walked into this elderly woman's room who has dementia, and Jesse woke her up and said, you know, Cheryl's here and she's got a card for you. And she looked at me, and the lady looked at me, and she said, do I know you? And I said, no. And she said, but you made me a card? And I said, yes. And she said, are you an angel? And I said, no, but I'm going to do this for the rest of my life now. And so that's what I'm doing.
Each year, Willis has upped the number of cards and the number of nursing homes to send them to. This year, it's 551 cards going to 5 nursing homes. 4 of them are in the Northwoods. She's also sending some cards to one in Sacramento, California, where her dad was living until he recently passed.
Wanted to do something nice for all the people that had taken such good care of him.
Louise Perot is owner of the Old School Arts and Learning Center, where Willis has been making all the cards each year.
It's pretty amazing, and I feel very honored to have the space to be able to have her come and have her choose us as the place to do this.
Perot made a few cards herself to add to the mix. Like Willis, Perot says it's all about sharing in the giving of love.
I have had family members who, you know, people say, oh, well, I hope I don't ever have to put my grandmother or my mom in a nursing home. But sometimes that's what's needed. That's a family can only do so much and let good caregivers take care of them, and we can still be with them. But like Cheryl said, a lot of people don't have anyone to see them and to be with them. So if we can touch them a little bit, especially during the holiday season, because that's the hardest time for a lot of people too.
While seeing the cards brighten the day of people living in nursing homes fills Willis's heart, it's not her main motivation for doing this.
All of them are signed love. Love, you know, Cheryl, or love Judy, love Louise, love Audrey. So because that is what I'm trying to do, is people can hate for no reason. I'm trying to show that we can love for no reason and put more love into the world.
Before this year's cards are even handed out, Willis is already making plans for next year with a goal of 1,000 cards. For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.